Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. A great deal of talk in recent days has focused on the fact a filly is scheduled to run in this year's Preakness Stakes, and so we look back at the racing career of a filly who beat males to win the Preakness some 98 years ago. And that same filly, while her name is seldom remembered, became an influential broodmare from whose line a pair of classic winners would descend decades later. Her name was Nellie Morse. Foaled in 1921 in Kentucky, Nellie Morse was a bay filly who came from a pedigree with British, Australian, and New Zealand influences. Her family also boasted some top American runners. For example, her sire, Luke McLuke, won the Belmont Stakes in 1914, while great-grandsire Commando won the Belmont in 1901. Nellie Morse was bred by Jack Keane, the man for whom Keeneland Racecourse is named. But Nellie Morse raced in the two-tone blue vertically striped colors of owner Bud Fisher. A native of Chicago, Illinois, Fisher was best known to Americans as the cartoonist who had created the popular comic strip Mutt and Jeff. Fisher, incidentally, had named his filly after his mother. As a two-year-old in 1923, Nellie Morse won or placed in seven stakes races for Fisher and trainer Albert Gordon. She won the Fashion Stakes in June that year at Belmont Park, was second in a stakes at Saratoga against males, and was runner-up against her own sex in the Rosedale Stakes by a head in track record time at Jamaica Racecourse in New York. She was also second in the Matron Stakes at Belmont and the Spinaway at Saratoga, while finishing third in the Nursery Handicap at Belmont and the Hiawatha Handicap at Jamaica. At the end of the season, Nellie Morse made headlines by winning a race at Pimlico Racecourse at a distance of 1 mile and 70 yards. She was reportedly the first two-year-old filly ever to win at the distance in North America in an era when few, if any, juvenile races were contested at a distance beyond 1 mile. Having established herself as a legitimate stakes filly and as a filly who liked Pimlico, Nellie Morse took a break over the winter before returning to the races as a three-year-old, and she took her game to the next level. On May 8, 1924, Nellie Morse won the Pimlico Oaks against her own age and sex at a distance of 1 mile and 1/16. Despite the performance, not everyone was impressed. She had won by a diminishing head over a long shot, and many observers thought she was stopping, that is to say, tiring at the end of the race. That's why Nellie Morse was dispatched by the betting public as a 12-1 outsider just 4 days after her win in the Pimlico Oaks when she faced males in the $50,000 Preakness Stakes at a distance of 1 mile and 1/8. The date was May 12, 1924. The weather, miserable. Pouring rain all day long, wrecking a racing surface that was said to resemble waffle batter. And it all worked to the advantage of Nellie Morse. Before a crowd of 30,000 fans and with jockey Johnny Marami aboard, Nellie Morse took advantage of what the media called her light and girlish frame and skipped over the racing surface to win the Preakness in wire-to-wire fashion. She beat 14 males that day, 14 colts with heavier frames who found themselves trudging with difficulty through the mud, the muck, and the mire. Some 19 days later, Nellie Morse shipped to Louisville, Kentucky for the $10,000 added Kentucky Oaks. She led with 3 furlongs to go before tiring to finish third. When the winner was disqualified by the stewards, Nellie Morse was promoted to runner-up in the final result. Displaying signs of soreness after the race, Nellie Morse was rested for the remainder of the year. Still, her performance in the Preakness was sufficient for most newspapers to declare her the champion 3-year-old filly of 1924. She would make a brief return to the races as a 4-year-old before being retired and sold as a broodmare prospect. Eventually, Nellie Morse would land in the broodmare band at Calumet Farm in Lexington. She would become the dam of Nellie Flagg, a Calumet homebred who would be heralded as champion juvenile filly of 1934. And even though Nellie Morse died in 1941, her name resurfaced several decades later during the Spring Classics as she became the fourth dam of 1976 Kentucky Derby and Belmont Stakes winner Bold Forbes and the seventh dam of 1987 Belmont winner Bet Twice. After Nellie Morse won the Preakness in 1924, it would be 85 years before another filly would beat the colts in the middle jewel of racing's Triple Crown. Her name, of course, was Rachel Alexandra. And in 2020, Swiss Skydiver became the sixth filly ever to win the Preakness Stakes. And barring a late scratch, Secret Oath later today will attempt to become the seventh distaffer to win the Preakness in its 147 runnings. Here's wishing everyone a safe journey in Baltimore later this afternoon. Happy Preakness Day, everyone. Please join me again next week when I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.